Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. On today's episode, we are talking about the rhetoric of passing interactions with people. More specifically, we're going to be looking at how we quickly interact with somebody that we are walking by, whether it's on the street or at work, or wherever it is that we are passing people. And so first I want to start with the kind of verbal rhetoric, and then we'll get into body language. So I want you to think about how you greet or don't greet somebody that you are passing by. And so, you know, the kind of typical options are you don't say anything, or you might say hello, or you might say hey, or you might say what's up, or you might say, how's it going? And so I want you to think about what you tend to say the most, or maybe you just totally avoid interacting with people that you are walking by. When I think about my own interaction, I guess the one I use the most is either probably hi or how's it going. Those are the ones I typically use most often. And so when it comes to asking somebody, how's it going? The other interesting thing to think about is, do you respond when somebody asks you that? So if you're just passing a total stranger, or maybe if it's a coworker, it changes things. And so that's a whole other layer to think about. How does the interaction change based on the situation? But let's say it's a total stranger. You're walking by to be nice. They say, how's it going? And maybe you say, how's it going at the same time? Do you actually respond to the question, how's it going? So as you all are walking by each other, do you say, oh, it's going great, or having a good day? Or do you just kind of ignore answering the question because it's just kind of a rhetorical question, and they're basically just saying hi or being polite by saying, how's it going? They don't actually care about knowing how your day is going. Next, I want to get into the body language. So this whole topic was actually brought up by a listener in Kansas City, Christopher Varghese, and he brought up the question of, let's say you're at work, right? And so you pass people on a regular basis. And so it's not a total stranger, but you know, they may not be a friend, but it's somebody that works in the same building, and so you see them pretty often. And so what do you do when you walk by that person? Once again, it might be something verbal like, hey, what's up? How's it going? How's your day? But a lot of times we just use body language or facial language. So we may just kind of raise our hand as kind of a quick hi and not say anything. Or we might do like a quick eyebrow raise, which is kind of funny and weird, but sometimes we just kind of quickly raise our eyebrows to kind of acknowledge the other person. Something that I've noticed that I do is a lot of times do kind of a quick smile, but a smile where I don't show my teeth. So I'll just kind of do the quick smirk or smile to kind of quickly acknowledge that person. Something else you might do that I do once in a while, especially if it's a coworker that, you know, I kind of know, I might do a head nod. But with a head nod, it's also interesting to think about doing a head nod upwards or doing a head nod downwards, right? And so if you're listening right now, just kind of do that and look at the difference, or think about the difference between doing a quick head nod up and doing a quick head nod down. For me, the head nod upwards is kind of a more informal thing that I would do with somebody that I know. But then, you know, I'm just thinking about the situation, and it's not always with somebody I know. Sometimes I do the upwards head nod just depending on who the person is, and other times I'll do kind of the quick downwards head nod. And then a whole other level is doing the giving somebody the dap or knuckles. And so I never do that, but I've had a handful of like strangers walk by me and like they'll give me a quick knuckles. It's very rare, but in certain circumstances that has happened to me. So you can kind of think about what you do and what you've noticed other people do when you walk by them. And right, this might seem like a silly thing. It's obviously not very serious, but it's something that we might study in the world of rhetoric, because that interaction matters, right? We want to send a message to the other person, either that we're acknowledging them or that we're friendly or that we're a good coworker, or something like that. And so with all of these interactions, it's interesting to think about what affects that tiny situation of just walking by somebody, right? It could be, what is the setting, right? Are you at a sporting event? Are you at work? Are you walking by them in a dark street after being at a bar or at dinner or something, right? So the whole situation can matter. And then it obviously matters how often you see that person. So, you know, here where I work, there's this kind of long hallway with all the offices, or with some of the offices. And so I might pass a person 5 times in one day. And so whenever I see the person for the first time of the day, I'll say, hi, hello, you know, good morning, something like that. But then at what point do I change up how I'm interacting with that person when I walk by them? Right, definitely if it's the 4th time I'm seeing that day, I'm usually not gonna talk to them again. I'll just do one of the things we talked about, just saying, hey, what's up, have a good afternoon maybe, or I may just give my smile without showing my teeth. I might do a quick head nod or a quick eyebrow raise. And so that definitely matters. It changes if you're passing somebody that is a total stranger that you'll probably never see again in your life. Sometimes I still say hi or hello, or, you know, do a little maybe head nod or my little kind of fake smile. But that definitely matters. It's also interesting to think about, do you change what you do depending on the person's age? I'm guessing that I have done that. I'd have to like really stop and think about that, or start noticing it now to think about how that changes depending on the person's age. Also, does it depend on their gender? When I was texting my friend about this topic, I had thought about the fact that if I ever do an upwards head nod to like somebody that I kind of know or a stranger, that's pretty much never going to be towards a female, which is interesting because the upwards head nod for me is kind of a more, I don't even know how to explain it, but I would probably never do that to a female unless it was like a close female friend, and we were kind of saying bye from a distance or something like that. I might do it kind of as a half joking goodbye. Also, is that interaction affected by race and culture? That's definitely a possibility. So as I always like my listeners to do, I want you to think about how this topic is connected to what you do in your actual lives, and start noticing how you interact with people when you walk by them in the hallway or on the street or an event. What do you say? What do you do? What do they say or do in that moment of interaction? So thank you once again for listening. Hope you enjoyed this short episode. As always, please share the episode with your friends, family, colleagues. If you're a teacher, you can share it with your students. Please follow us on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And have a great day. And I just did a upwards head nod.